major work on the show today is one of the most popular vocal compositions by George Frideric Handel that isn't Messiah. But first, a cello concerto by the 18th century virtuoso cellist and composer Anton Kraft, who was German by ancestry but Czech by adoption. Kraft lived from 1749 until 1820, which meant he was a contemporary of Franz Joseph Haydn, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, and Ludwig van Beethoven, all three of whom were good friends of his and thought very highly of Kraft's virtuosity. Haydn especially thought so, having worked with Kraft while Haydn directed the orchestra of the Hungarian Prince Esterházy, of which Kraft was principal cellist. In turn, Kraft admired Haydn's compositional technique and studied that art with the composer. Fortune smiles on both musicians, for it was Kraft that Haydn sought advice when it came to composing his two cello concertos. Kraft would also compose two concertos for his instrument. The first one, in C major, published as his Opus 4 in 1805, was very popular for many years throughout Europe. It was dedicated to Moritz von Fries, who just happened to be the wealthiest man in all of Austro-Hungary at that time. This dedication financed the concerto's publication and subsequent performances. Here is the very robust Cello Concerto No. 1 in C major, Opus 4, by Anton Kraft. Anner Bilsma is the cellist, with the Tafelmusik Orchestra of Toronto, directed by Jean Lamont.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anner Bylsma was the cellist in that performance of the Cello Concerto No. 1 in C Major, Opus 4, composed by Anton Kraft in 1805. He was accompanied by the Tafelmusik Orchestra of Toronto under the direction of Jean Lamont. I'm David Kavlovic, and you're listening to Classical Muse, a two-hour program of the finest recordings of great music issued on compact disc. The show is heard regularly at this time across Canada on your local campus and community radio station, on YouTube channel Talking Albums, and in Europe on CITW Radio from Helsinki, Finland. And now for the main entree of the show. Although George Frideric Handel's great oratorio Messiah is performed constantly, especially at Christmas time, even though it is not specifically a Christmas composition, this has only really been the case over the last century or so. Well until the Second World War, Messiah's main Handelian rival for productions, both professional and amateur, was an interesting and truly lovely composition that is kind of difficult to classify as its genre. This work has been variously described as a serenata, a masque, a pastoral, a little opera, in a letter by Handel himself while it was being written, an entertainment, and even an oratorio, despite the fact that nothing in the text is biblical or religious. The work in question is Acis and Galatea, the quaint story of a shepherd, Acis, and his love for the semi-divine nymph, Galatea, in a retelling by the famous poet and dramatist John Gay, based on Ovid's retelling of a most likely Sicilian legend in origin in his Metamorphoses. This was Handel's first major composition in English, since everything he had composed before was in either Italian or his native German. When Acis and Galatea was premiered in 1718, it was in a one-act version that was labeled a masque. However, there are multiple versions of Acis and Galatea in existence. Handel had no problems or qualms revising it, and it has been presented as a two-act and even a three-act composition. Baroque composers were more interested in their music being heard as and when needed, more than for posterity's sake, and Handel was no exception. Nevertheless, the work is high-quality entertainment and remained popular with British audiences no matter what version was presented. And that's the thing. There really is no authentic version. However, modern performances with an eye or ear to be as close as possible to what Handel's audiences might have heard tend to lead in towards a two-act version of the work, and that's what we're going to hear today. A wonderful recording made for Erato Records in May of 1998. It features a soloist, soprano Sophie Damon as Galatea, soprano Patricia Petitbon as Damon, tenor Paul Agnew as Acis, tenor Joseph Cornwell as Corydon, and bass Alan Ewing as Polyphemus, with Les Arts Florissants directed by William Christie. In Act 1, a chorus of Arcadian nymphs and shepherds celebrate their blissful lives. Among them is Galatea, who is in love, and rebukes the birds for stimulating her desire for the shepherd Acis. She leaves in search of him. Elsewhere, Acis is looking for Galatea, but instead he meets fellow shepherd Damon. Damon wants Acis to stop searching for Galatea and tend to his flock instead. At that moment, the lovers find each other and proclaim their perfect happiness. Here is Act 1 of Acis and Galatea by George Frideric Handel. Thank you.
the pleasure of the pleasure of the pleasure.